there's going to be an extra glow in the sky in Minneapolis in coming weekends as two artists literally shed light on some Mississippi River history. UN Care reports the project called Illuminate the Lock will use the massive wall of the upper St. Anthony Lock as a giant projection screen.
You can usually only get into the upper lock station at St. Anthony Falls as part of a tour. It's a secure facility run by the Army Corps of Engineers. But this weekend, and in 2 weekends' time, the gates will be thrown open for Illuminate the Lock. The event is being co-sponsored by the Mississippi Park Connection. Executive Director Katie Nyberg says this won't be a tour.
I think it will work a little bit more like a gallery experience, where people will kind of walk the perimeter, you know, engage with the art.
The perimeter she's talking about is round the top of the huge upper lock. Artist Aaron Dysart says it's hard to gauge just how big until you stand on the edge. It's 500 feet long, 50 feet tall, and almost 45 feet across. A friend of Dysart's put it in perspective for him.
He came out and he's like, what you're looking at here is a 50-story building on its side. That's what we're trying to light. You know, it's 500 feet long. And that's when it really hit of like, oh, I see.
Dysart works with light and data. His piece, called Surface, will show tonight and tomorrow. He wanted to celebrate this structure, which has been in place since the 1960s, as a way to aid navigation and as a flood control tool.
What I envisioned for this project is to work with the logbooks that the Army Corps kept.
He filed a Freedom of Information request for the logs with the Corps. He was hoping for spreadsheets.
What I got was roughly 47 to 50 textbook-sized books where each page represented a day in the life of the lock.
It's roughly 10,000 pages, recording what the lock keepers did on a daily basis. He ended up focusing on the 6 daily readings the keepers took of the water level in the pool below the lock. He built that information into a program controlling 4 main floodlights, which brighten and dim depending on the pool height on a particular day. The light is purple and will play on swirls of strategically produced mist.
The math works out that every day in the life of the lock will be half a second in the light show. And then when the calendar year turns around, there'll be fog machines suspended on either side, and then we'll give a 30-second burst of fog filling the chamber of atmosphere that those lights will catch on.
Dysart hopes the experience will not only get visitors to think about the history, but also the future of a public structure. The lock was closed to navigation in 2015, although it can still be used for flood control. Andrea Carlson, the second Illuminate the Lock artist, is more interested about what came before the lock.
I don't really feel bad about the upper St. Anthony Lock and Dam, because in order for the ships to go through, they took out Spirit Island.
Spirit Island was a Dakota sacred site, a limestone island just downriver from where the Stone Arch Bridge now stands. It was gradually removed over many decades, despite objections from native people and from Minneapolitans who picnicked on the island. Carlson is Ojibwe. She named her project The Uncompromising Hand. It's a quote from an article in the Minneapolis paper published in 1900. It complained about how the uncompromising hand of industrialization sacrificed a beloved spot.
So my project is projecting images and drawings of the island into the shaftway of the lock. And it's kind of to remember that.
Carlson's project runs in 2 weeks' time on September 29th and 30th. All 4 performances are free and run from 8:30 till 10. If all goes well, organizers hope this will become an ongoing series. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News.
You can see the stories about the lighting of the lock and the Iron Range Bridge at nprnews.org.